Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday.
We got three more days till Friday.
Keep it rolling.
Make it right home by Monday.
Her voice is perfect in that song.
It is perfect. Perfect. You know, if you've seen her lately, she's messed up. She got in an accident.
No, I have not seen her lately. No.
She, her face was, she fell on her face, basically.
Here.
No, she, I guess she had an electric scooter.
Oh.
And I want to say this happened, not this past Friday night, but maybe the Friday before. They're saying at one point she took off her sunglasses, and that's when everyone started snapping pictures. She's pretty. There's just a couple pictures out there, but she looks like she fell right on her face, right on her forehead. So black eye, swelling. Well, let's see. It's just saying scooter. She ate it a few days before. The scooter flipped over, smacking her in the face and forehead. She's healing. Don't worry, she'll be back singing, Riri.
Doesn't she have a new album coming out, or did that already drop?
Yeah, we were talking about that recently. I think she
does
have a new album.
Yeah, I think you were telling us about it.
Yeah. I don't remember the date or anything, but there was definitely some album news. Rihanna. I actually liked, I liked that last record, or I think it was the last one. It was real bluesy and wasn't her biggest commercial success, but it was, you know, she sounded great on it. She's busy. She's a busy person. You know, these people, they can't just be singers. They got to have, you know, a makeup line and a lingerie line. And,
well.
You know, they got stuff to do.
Good for her. I mean, yeah. Touring's over, so.
You are not kidding. It's the people who had the sideline businesses that are hanging in there, right?
Mm-hmm. You wonder why Travis Scott's on McDonald's commercials.
Right.
I'm sure he's thinking, I got to do something else to get money coming in here.
Got to keep that money rolling in, Vin.
Uh-huh.
He's got, it's called like Cactus Jack or something. He's got a whole sideline too.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's smart. While you've got the juice, you might as well use
yep.
it. You know, you're already super famous, red hot.
Right. Sell some stuff. That's the way. Like everybody.
I don't think like that at all. In fact, my head.
I know.
Would say,
I wish I did more.
you know, I totally have things set up the way I want them. Why would I add more stuff?
I know.
Crazy.
And then
no.
The reason is that, you know, it can set you up. It's a little work now and you're a little better off later on, right?
Understood. Yep. No, yeah. I get it. I just
Me
don't want
to
do it.
I just don't want to either. It's just like, no, all right. You know, I'm barely holding on the way
right.
it is now. My stress levels. Let's be realistic here.
What did you do yesterday? Did you paint rocks?
Of course I painted rocks, Vin.
And how'd they come out?
They're really pretty. Look at, I'm getting the sun and moon thing going down. I'm getting those.
Can you push that closer?
Oops. It's backwards.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, that one's kind of plain. Oh, that looks killer.
Don't they look good? They're coming out really pretty. I don't know. And then I bring them in here and I look at them in the morning.
One of these days, I'm going to drive up to Marin, walk around your neighborhood and find one and bring it home. And then when we do our show, I'm going to go, look what I found.
Vinny, why don't I just send you one? I mean, that seems like it might be easier. Do you want one? I'll send you one.
I do want one, but I feel like, you know, you sending it takes away all the... I know, but I mean...
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll send it to your wife, and she can hide it in your yard somewhere, and then you can
try. That would be great. Actually...
Would that be all right?
I have this MFing mole that is chewing up my side yard. I don't know what I'm going to do. He is... Like, I put out those stakes... that are solar powered that make this noise. Yeah. And this guy got pissed. The last guy left, and I feel like it worked. This guy seems more pissed off and has just destroyed more ground. I don't know what I'm going to do about him. I just have tried to stay away from that
just
part
get
of the
a,
house.
Get a knife, get a kitchen knife, and just stab the whole yard. Just
stab
go through
the dirt.
And stab the dirt.
I mean, you know what? I'm not really into killing stuff, but this guy is...
No, what a pain in the ass.
He's really...
Vermin.
Yeah. Yuck. Bombed.
Yeah, it's not... I'm sorry about the mole. Honestly,
jerk.
As a person who's dealt with mole problems for years and years, I totally sympathize. And, you know, there does not seem to be an easy fix.
Yeah. Well, I didn't deal with it yesterday. Yesterday, I got out. We got done here, and I went and hung with my...
family.
No, just the youngest one. The older one was in school, and Christina was doing her work. And so we just played, and it was fun. And, you know, she's rad. If I can get that girl singing, I just video the whole thing like a loser. I love it so much.
Well, of course you do.
I purposefully go and find cute things to show her, because in her little baby voice, she goes... Oh, and it like melts my heart. I just go, oh God, I love it. I gotta find what else is cute around here. It just kills me. I'm looking for another stuffy. Look at this, Edie. Oh.
Oh my God, do you have video of that? We gotta hear that.
I'll try and find something I can queue up. I wish it happened more on demand. Often she walks around oblivious to the fact that I'm trying to make something happen, and that's why I have to find a thing to show her to get it to get what I need.
Right.
I'll find it. Then we hung out for a few hours. Then I split and I tried to go surf, which just wasn't happening. But the good news is it's clearing. There's considerable clearing here. It's not clear.
Right.
But it's much better than it's been. I mean, the visibility, I don't know how many days back, 3 days back, was zero.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fog. That was smoke from the fires. So
right.
It's gotten a lot better, and that's good news. But while I was out checking it, and I just was like, all right, well, I'm still looking at the ocean. It's fine. And then I get a text from one of my oldest friends. You know, I don't think you ever met Scotty, but he lived with me out at the beach in OB for a while.
Oh, that's the guy who was at the beach. I saw the picture you put up yesterday, and I was going to ask you, like, where, you know.
He's the firefighter so him and I lived together in San Diego, and he's a dude who was an accomplished tradesman, like really good at construction. He's a guy who, you know, you'd love him. Richard and your husband and him could go build stuff without, like, he's just really good
at Scotty,
yeah, he's really good. Like, he's pro, but he decided he wasn't going to be able to keep that up. And while he was doing construction, he trained to become an EMT. And then when he became an EMT, he trained to become a paramedic. And then when he became a paramedic, he tried to cross over into firefighting, which he has. And, you know, he's one of those self-made guys. He worked really hard and became...
what he wanted to become.
Well, he became something else. He already had worked hard to do what he was doing, but mm-hmm. he saw the work wasn't going to be there. And he's not wrong. Like, there's still work, but the construction, you know, thing burned itself out in Southern California fairly quickly.
The building of new houses for sure, but mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just having trades like that, you know, whether if he can't firefight, he can always do that stuff. I mean,
right.
I feel like that stuff hasn't slowed down at all. There's construction crews everywhere around here.
Well, in Southern California, where we grew up, a lot of my friends went right into that and made bank.
Yeah.
They were making big money, super good craftsmen. But unfortunately, like, they were building new homes by the thousands, and that work dried up.
Yeah, that's big tract housing, stuff like that. Although Central Valley's got some of that stuff going on. But yeah, I mean, if you don't want to live in the Central Valley, if you want to live in San Diego.
Some of them chased the work to Arizona, and some of them chased the work to Nevada. But, you know, and then there was like my friend Scotty who just said, I'm going to do something else. And so anyway, he sent me that. That's a long way of telling you. I got an old picture from a friend and he sent it. And it was the time that him and I went bungee jumping, which I've told you that story 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So that's a photo from that day.
I love that photo, though. It's so funny. You look like a baby with a hairy chest. It's the funniest. I looked at it. I stood there looking at it. And I'm like, that dude is the furriest little boy I've ever seen. Like, that is, you're so young.
Such a monkey, I know.
And isn't he shorter than you? Hold on. Let me look at that picture again.
Not as much. That photo's misleading, and I don't know why.
Because you're not a tall dude. And no. He's tiny. So is he kind of shrimpy?
No, he's not. I mean, he's not a huge dude. But I'll tell you what, I mean, I wouldn't put him up against
He looks Bryn. 3 inches shorter than you.
I know, but he's a guy who, he's another one. I got a couple friends that...
He looks like a miniature Johnny Mosley.
You wouldn't want to scrap with that kid, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, beer in his hand, and I'm sure you have one in your hand too.
I don't think I was drinking at that point in my life.
Oh, is this when you had said nothing good in my life has ever come from drinking? And
no, I think I was sober. God.
That is the funniest picture. And you look, I mean, you look like Ralph Macchio or something. People, you got to look at this picture. This is Vin Hassan from, what would you say this is, 1983?
It's the 90s.
Oh, is it?
It's the 90s, yeah. I'm out of high school.
Oh, okay.
And I'm...
Oh, right, right. You're so much younger than me. I always forget that.
And it's the early 90s. I'd started in radio because that trip was a radio... It was my first station, Rock 102.1. Uh-huh. Rock and Roll 102.1. It's a heavy metal station. We played Megadeth in the morning.
Why wouldn't you? I can't think of one reason.
Right. Anyway, so...
so this that, is some kind I got of radio that pitch. Promotion.
So he said... I went and I forget what he was saying. I was looking for something. And then on a trip you and I took, we went to Cabo like many years back. And that spot apparently that we went to 30 years ago is now fully built. Like hotels.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Like resorts. And it was empty. It was like we had to get out there. You know, I think people drove Jeeps out there. It was like... And now it's just all built up. So he was looking for those old pictures and found that and sent it to me. And I looked at that and just went, oh, God.
I got to put this up.
I mean, everybody needs a good laugh at me today, right?
Dude, it was, I loved it. I really briefly went through Instagram yesterday and saw that and went, that's darling. Like, you're such a little cub. And by that, I mean furry like a bear.
Yeah,
you are. You're. It's so damn cute. Vin Hassan is Vinny's handle on Instagram. You gotta go look at that.
It's a full head of hair, everybody.
It is darling.
And that's hiking hair too, by the way. That's just what my hair does. That's not like I combed it.
No, no, that's right. That you were a full thick head of hair.
Bush hair.
I mean, yeah. I remember you used to take it in pretty tight on the sides, and it would just get tall and kind of.
Stupid
V out on the top. I liked it. I don't think it was stupid.
Well, anyway, that was a nice little memory lane moment. We had a chat and caught up and looked at pictures. You know, one of the things that I think I'll recommend this. I'm not an expert on anything, but you know, we're all sort of. I don't think we're all quarantined. We're sheltered in place as much as we possibly can be, and maybe you're working from home. Your person in the house with you can't be your best friend right now. It's you got to look outside your house a little bit for some interaction in order I just feel like we're together too much. And you've got like you're raising your family and you're doing your food and you're doing your cleaning and you're doing your and there's just no time for that interaction that you would normally have. And I feel like my wife does a great job keeping up with all her friends. And I've noticed I've done a really bad job. So like talking to him yesterday was great for me.
Yeah.
I just went, oh God, I feel completely invigorated over a, I don't know what we talked for, 10 minutes.
Yeah. We've been, the people I've been talking to are like family members who are constantly like, I hear you can't breathe out there. And so, you know, we send pictures of back and forth and managed to catch up that way. But yeah, you know, that's the thing is we're in such different places. Like you have little kids.
Well, Bryn's in the same place as me. Yeah. Are you keeping up with your friends? Who are you talking
to? Absolutely not. Yeah, I just realized that the other day too. I feel bad about it. So I'm trying to make an effort to call my closest homies. But even then, like, it's just, I don't know. I'm so like in my bubble.
Yeah, right? you gotta consider, and I don't, you know, you don't gotta, but I think you should consider reaching out a little more and trying to have those kind of interactions. Because your wife's coming home from a full day of work, you still got a baby and a dinner to make and a meal to, and you try to talk to people who you normally would talk to, and they're like, "I'm right in the middle of, I got, and another, and you know," and you just realize, "Oh, right."
Well, and it's easy to sort of get lost in the lockdown, for sure. I mean, like, every single day, it's the same thing, and you deal with the kids, and you're you know, right, it becomes a little bubble, and it probably is pretty healthy to reach outside of that. We've even slowed down. We used to Zoom every single day, and we would try to find a way to do it, and now it's just...
You mean you and Bryn?
Bryn and I, yeah. I mean, and Nicole would jump on there sometimes, and sometimes Hooman, and I just, you know... We can't seem to like hook it up, like where we keep crossing paths, or there's so many times that we have to anyway that it just hasn't, it's just not the same. I mean, it's been 6 full months.
Like, I know, that's what I'm saying.
It's difficult. It's a really, really weird time. And because no one can go, oh, here's how you'll cope with it, because no one's ever had to do it before, you know, that's actually, I think that's pretty good advice. Like, you know, check in with the people who, you know, are... going through it. And hey, I'm noticing that some extra artwork has been added to the back wall at Bryn's house. It's like blood.
It's a picture of the city, but maybe I should bring it closer. It's just like, it's not a picture, it's more like a little art. It's wood and it's stenciled. I don't know, it's like the city.
You really can't see that. You know what it looks like? It looks like you smashed a board into somebody's face, they bled all over it, and then you called that a trophy. Yeah.
I liked it, so I put it up.
It's nice. Frankly, I'm all for you having a whole collage behind you. I think that'd be great.
You know? A coin scratcher. That's what I thought it was.
Oh, funny.
And it was like a winning.
A coin scratcher?
Well, like
really?
Like a lotto ticket where you scratch it, and I thought it was a winning ticket. So
have you guys seen the new commercial for the new scratcher?
No. What's going on with
God.
The new scratcher?
So it is so perfect. It's four grown-ups dressed in 80s gear, riding bicycles down the street. It's an older dude, you know, clearly a grown-up. He tries to do a little bunny hop on his bike and barely gets any air. And then they come up to the 7-Eleven and they do like a, he does a little skid on his bike, skids in, and he walks up to the register with quarters like you would when you're going to the arcade.
Yeah.
And he puts his quarters down and he gets a Pac-Man scratcher. Doing a full 80s video game theme, but the commercial's just perfect, like spot on. I just laughed and was like, oh, that is just a perfect little time capsule or a play
that.
On it. It's really well done. You'll get a laugh out of it, I think, anyway.
You know, that reminds me of Ready Player One. Ready Player Two is coming out, and The book. It's
Ready Player Two is coming out.
In November.
What?
Yeah, I told you this like last week.
Well, sorry, it didn't register. I was running for my life last week.
That is true. You have had a busy couple of weeks. Yeah, Ready Player Two. So Ernst Klein wrote Ready Player One, which is one of my all-time favorite books. In fact, I started it again last night. I finished the High Fire book, the dragon one that I was reading. Uh-huh. And I couldn't get the Robert Galbraith until today. That's
so
the new
excited for that.
Cormoran
yeah,
Strike book. You're going to be done with it before me, because I was like, well, I'll just pick up. I picked up Ready Player One and started leafing through it, and then before I know it, I'm four chapters in. I'm like, I'm going to read this again. F it. Because, and I'm glad I am. It's like the 10th time I've read it, but I'm going to read it again because in November that other book is going to come out and it'll be a lot fresher in my mind.
Right.
Oh my God. I love
it. I'll do that again too. I love having that refresher.
Right.
It always makes the new thing more alive. You're not going, you're not missing references that are clearly to the previous book. Oh, look at
I see it. That. But anyway, so we got here because the 80s commercial for the Scratchers, and yes, that reminded me of the Ready Player One. And it also kind of reminds me of Mad Men. Like, just, I love when an ad is awesome and you picture the people at the ad agency pitching the thing and putting the whole thing together. All right, here we go. It's Tuesday, people. Let's get this thing done. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.